watching Inside Automotive with Jim Fitzpatrick.
Hello, everyone. Jim Fitzpatrick. Welcome into an edition of Inside Automotive right here on the CBT Automotive Network. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. At the dealership level, and probably more importantly today, online, more and more consumers want their payments and the bottom line, I should say, to be exact. You know, the days of rounding up payments and kind of throwing a number at somebody and saying, it's around $300 a month or it's $350, and then they get to the dealership and guess what? It's $390. That's not going to fly anymore. So this is something that all dealerships are challenged with. One of the reasons that we love to bring in Mr. Aaron Bickard, who's the Executive Vice President and General Manager for a company called OfferLogix, which I know a lot of you have heard of already if you tune into CBT News each day, as I know that you do. These guys provide some really cool technology that help dealers in this area. So Aaron, I want to thank you so much for joining us here on the show.
Yeah, thanks, Jim, for having me. It's a pleasure, and let's see what we have in store for today.
Well, we get a lot of good compliments and some questions, actually, of dealers that write in and say, hey, you know, when Aaron comes on, he talks about this. Is it a real problem that we have in our dealership? It's been a problem almost since they rolled off the Model T, right? But this situation of rounding payments is no longer acceptable in the eyes of today's consumer. They're demanding that if, you know, companies like Amazon can get it right and companies like Carvana can get it right, then why can't the dealer that I do business with and have done business with for years get it right and give me a payment that they can live up to? So first and foremost, for those new viewers and new subscribers, tell us a little bit about OfferLogix and the solutions that you do provide.
Yeah, for sure, Jim. First of all, OfferLogix provides penny perfect payments through a financial calculation through a single call API that allows vendors to advertise across all their mediums or digital retailers or desking solutions or CRM companies or whoever who wants to provide or portals, because we power some of the most recognizable brands today in the United States as well as in Canada. We advertise it as penny perfect payments. Like you said, rounding up payments is no longer, no one rounds up payments anymore. I mean, except if you want to do a lead generation system. But reality is consumers are looking for, you know, what can I buy this vehicle for or lease this vehicle for and walk out the door with it?
That's
with this amount of money down.
That's right. And for years, as you know, we were our own worst enemies in the industry, because I can say that because I was a dealer, where, you know, the whole notion was just get them in, hit them with a payment, and then we'll get them in, and then we'll get them in the box, and we'll bump them another 50 and do what we got to do and do the little song and dance and try to work the customer. But no longer is the customer, you know, giving us that opportunity. I guess some are, but for the most part, the vast majority of consumers today, they want to know before they darken your doorway that the number that they saw online or that you quoted them online is the number, right? Talk to us about the importance of that today, especially through COVID, where we pushed so many people online.
Oh, yeah, for sure. If we step back, 10, 15 years when Amazon first started and they're selling books, a book costs $3.50, $8, Now we step forward, 10 to 15 years, look at Carvana, look at Vroom, look at CarMax, look at all these digital retailing platforms out there. They're all providing, the penny perfect payment. They're all providing a transactional payment online, and consumers are loving it. Now, the question is, are you going to buy a car 100% online? Yes. Yeah, so, Carvana and Vroom and CarMax are proving it out, and so are some dealerships and some dealership groups. But the majority of them today, still want to know what I can buy the vehicle for. People are more educated. The internet is not going away, as we all know. We need to make sure that we provide these exact payments, transactional payments. And there's only a couple companies out there today that can provide a transactional payment out there. And we're one of them. And we got to make sure that we provide that with exactly the right incentives, the right lease payment, the right, money factors, the right, dealer cash, the right rebate, whatever it is. It's a very complicated solution. It sounds simple, at the top level. But once you dive into a calculation of a finance payment, or a lease payment, it's very complicated.
That's right. And at the end of the day, the reputation of the dealership and the dealer group is online with every customer. Most customers pick up one of these little things right here and they'll tell their audience and their sphere of influence and their Facebook followers and their Twitter followers what the experience was like at your dealership, right? Sometimes right from the showroom. And, I can't talk enough about this because it all boils down to a great customer experience, which then equates into higher gross profits. So for, you know, us in the business, we complain about margin compression. We complain about all of these things. But what do we really want to do about it? And, when you talk to consumers, they'll tell you, just give us the number that you said you were going to give us. Just if you're going to tell us it's $359 a month with $1,000 down over 60 months, when we come into the dealership, myself and my family, we want to know that it's $359 a month with $1,000 down for 60 months. We don't want to know that, we tweaked it, we found out something, it's going to be more, we checked your credit, guess what, it's going to be this. And man, yeah, they may buy the car from you. And dealers, I think, get into this fog of saying, wow, we have all of these customers. If I sold 250 cars last month, I think I have 250 raging fans. Well, I've been around the industry long enough to know you don't. You might have 50 raging fans and 200 of the people go, I'm never buying a car there again. Okay, exactly. Because of the overall experience. Yes, they bought the car. Yes, they spent 4 hours on a Saturday, but they vow never to do it again when you truly ask them and spend some time with them. So, things have to change, right?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Reviews are everything for dealerships today. Customer experience is everything because they not only want to sell them a vehicle, new or used, but they also want to get them back for service. And anytime you have a 1-star or 2-star or a 3.7 average rating on Google, it's not good for the dealership. But let me give you a story that just actually happened. A customer, like you just said, customers are in the showroom today. They're actually buying a vehicle. Then they go on their cell phone and they search for that particular car. Let's just say it's a Telluride, or it's a Chevy Bolt, or it's a F-150. It doesn't make a difference what vehicle it is, but at the end of the day. But our solution allows the vendor to use multiple banks to figure out the lowest payment. The OEM doesn't always have the lowest payment. I mean, you can save $100 maybe going through Ally or maybe through US Bank on a lease, or using maybe a third-party bank or whatever it is and using the max amount of rebates sitting there. And a lot of times desk managers don't know of all the different incentives and all the different rates and all the different banks because they're used to going through, let's just say, Toyota Financial, or they're used to going through Ford Credit or whatever it is. Our solution allows you to do that and give the best customer experience and allows you to provide the lowest payment possible with the best back end for the dealership. So imagine today, if you went through Ford Credit and you do a normal payment for them, you might only receive $150 back end, but you might go through lease through US Bank or Ally and be able to get a $5,000 rebate and hold a little gross at the same time and get $1,300 in the back end. So dealerships need to understand all these different elements, and that's what OfferLogix does for the vendors that we serve.
I know it does, and I've spoken to a number of your clients over the course of the last year since you've been coming on, and some have reached out to me to say, we love what Aaron's doing, at OfferLogix, and we use them here, and it really has changed our life, in terms of our bottom line and our customer experience. Those two things are obviously very near and dear to every dealer's heart, right? What was the experience like? More importantly, how much money did we make? That's a great point that you point out as a former F&I manager. I know that there's no way that you're gonna know all of the different programs that are out there that you can offer to that particular customer with a 721 credit score, with a trade-in that's got some deficiency on the balance or what have you. But your program captures all of that and then says to that F&I person, okay, here's the best program for you. And then here are some other alternatives if you wish to go in that direction with the customer. That is a F&I manager's dream come true. And I know for the F&I managers that are listening, they're probably shaking their head right now saying, here we are in 2021 with this is the kind of technology we need as dealers and dealer managers, whether you're a desk manager or an F&I manager, at our fingertips. And we need that information, and you guys provide this. I sound like an ad for you. But you provide this at the click of a mouse. It's not, let me check this book, let me check that book, let me go over here, let me make a phone call, let me check the last sheet that somebody emailed me from that bank just to make sure that it's up to date, because how many times have we gotten caught in that situation? Oh my gosh, I was reading last week's rate sheet, and meanwhile they changed it a half a point, and now it's costing me on the deal, right?
Yeah, exactly. And also, what's the maximum we can get a loan for, or the maximum that we can do a lease for? And we return all that information that you just said, Jim, in milliseconds. So imagine having that all at your fingertips, all the captives that your current dealership has access to or lenders. And you just click a button and it automatically gives you a complete transactional payment. And you don't have to call the customer back, and ultimately gives you what we just talked about, a customer experience, and you should get 5 stars on Google or wherever they're going to be doing dealer rate or wherever it is. And we'll make sure that you guys get the best customer experience and they come back for service and get a raving fan. And we all know raving fans equal more dollars in your pocket as a dealership.
That, no question about it. For some of the new people out there that have just joined us here in the last month at CBT, what are the 5 major benefits of utilizing OfferLogic compared to, you know, some of the leading technology to some of the other leading technology companies out there in this?
Well, great question. You know, first of all, there's lots of different things out there. First of all, our API is far none the fastest API in the industry. I mean, it returns all multiple banks. That's one. I mean, it returns all the terms. That's two. Number three, return all the, if you had a FICO score in there, I call it Beacon, but FICO score in there, return all that back with a trade and value. I mean, that's 4 or 5. I mean, I can keep going on. I mean, the other big piece is that we're in the USA, we're in Canada. We're the only ones in the United States, based out of the United States, that also handles Canada. So you can know that. The other big thing is tax, title, and license. You know, tax, title, and license is becoming a little bit more complicated.
It is.
We integrate with all the DMVs across the United States. We do not have Canada, but we do have all the, you know, Canada taxes are a lot more simpler than the US.
And that's a big thing today, because you might be 50 miles or 100 miles to a bordering state, and you're getting those customers. Especially now, if you have the car, they're making that drive to your dealership. So to be able to handle all of that and figure it in the deal and then get the people, you know, off and running and send their plates and get them registered is a major thing. People are definitely crossing state lines. In fact, sometimes multiple state lines to get to your dealership, you know, and it's a real deal. North Georgia, we got, you know, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama. We got, I mean, you know, for those stores, we're in Atlanta, but for those stores that are north of us in Atlanta, I mean, north of us in Georgia, they completely experience customers that are driving from, you know, Tennessee or North Carolina or Alabama or what have you, so.
Yeah, and we have all that. We have all the crates, cross-state tax incentives and everything. So not incentives, but cross-state tax fees and everything. And it's completely down to a transactional level. So again, there's the customer experience. So that's another big piece. I could keep going on about all the different 5 different things, but you know, we probably have 20 to 30 things that are out there. And you know, reality is we're improving on that every single day. I mean, we're working on things behind the scenes. We're in development all the time. I mean, we have some demanding customers out there that are always asking us, can you do this? Can you do that? And you know, one thing that I want to recommend, and I hope some vendors are listening out there, is if you built your own calculation system, don't, you know, it's a lot harder to upkeep than to license someone else's because that's not your core, you know. So I recommend, you know, licensing someone else's. There's only a couple of us out there in the United States that do it, and we would love to earn your business and show you what we have and how to make a better customer experience for you.
Well, and it's solutions like this that we love to bring to our viewers, our dealer viewers and managers and such, because they're constantly looking for, you know, whatever is going to make it a frictionless transaction, a pleasurable experience with the customers. That's why I love having you on, because you live in the real world, you understand this. You get it. Your company gets it. You know, it's got a great name out there. OfferLogic. It's a company that is a household name, I think, among a lot of different vendors. Perhaps not so much on the dealer side, although I'm sure many dealers know the name. But that's why we love having you in, because these are the kinds of solutions that we want to bring to dealers to say, look, we're not, you know, we're not endorsing it per se, because we really don't do that at CBT. But these guys are the good guys out there, and they can help you in a very big way. So Aaron Bickart, Executive Vice President, General Manager of OfferLogic. I want to thank you once again for joining us here on the show. It's always a pleasure catching up with you, and I know that our viewers get a lot out of your visit with us. So thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks to Jim for having me, and we look forward to next month's show too as well. So
Sounds good.
You very much, Jim.
Great, thanks.
Thanks for watching Inside Automotive with Jim Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick, Pash, Kane, Lewis, Greenfield, Reed, Dawson, Lopes, Rice. The best lineup in retail automotive. CBTNews.com. Subscribe today.